The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Shyampa.
Shyampa. All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic devices.
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Oh, boy. Internet lagginess in the house, folks. Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland. In Chicagoland.
Hi, Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here.
Here's Betty. Hi,
your
Betty.
Lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 166 of the Joe and Anthony Show, stripping with taco winnings for Monday, February 18th, 2019. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Fart, fart, fart. I love you, Betty.
You, go away, Roger. We have a live show to do.
Thanks, Betty.
Wow. You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You're yeah, welcome, sure. Yeah. Thanks, Roger. Just do it on your own. So it's a Monday
How's
night
day,
full
Anthony?
Of lags again, I guess. My day was good. I was actually off from work today. Yeah. It was a real holiday for me today. So I did some cleaning around the house. Then I came into the studio and I did some cleaning around the studio. What was that?
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we do have some lag tonight, folks.
Uh-oh. Maybe I should hang up and reconnect. Hold on. Let me try this. All right. Hold on. We're trying. There we go.
One.
One, two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Okay, not bad.
All right, fantastic.
Hey, everybody.
growing pains. It happens. So, my day was pretty nice.
We're at, one episode? We're at 166. Tech snafus and follies are bound to happen no matter what.
Oh, yeah. And, you know.
Sometimes they're not even our fault.
No.
So how was your day?
My day was all right. I didn't have much to do. I just kind of hung around the house and cleaned and then came into the studio and cleaned that up a little bit, straightened some of that up. That was fun and exciting. How about you? How was your day, Joe?
Oh, that was the exact opposite of my day. Day was filled with Florida lifestyle like activities.
Oh, so you just did nothing today.
Oh, I did nothing. Oh. I lounged. I laid on the bed. I slept.
Just
I didn't even. I've got not laundry, but well, actually, I do have some laundry. But I've got dishes for days.
Dishes for days.
I just look at them like hi.
That's going to be you tomorrow morning looking for a clean coffee cup.
No, actually, I've got a ton of clean coffee cups.
Ton of clean coffee cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's lovely.
I could go for at least another week on what I've got.
Really? I could probably go about a week on coffee cup. If there was some kind of a national emergency where I couldn't wash my coffee cup, you know, like we're in right now. If this was a coffee cup national emergency, I could go a week, probably. That's if the roommate was not allowed to drink coffee. If she could not drink coffee. Yeah, if the roommate was allowed to drink coffee, she would get one cup that she would have to use over and over again.
Do you store reserve water?
I do a bottled water service, so I have like 6 of those, or no, like 10 of those 5-gallon bubbler tanks.
So I mean, if your water was to go out,
I have about 60 gallons.
You would have water to drink and cook with.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Although cooking could get precarious because you deal with electricity.
This is true. It does well, but I do have.
Although,
I have emergency cookware. I have a camp stove.
You have a camp stove.
I have a camp stove. Yeah.
You can boil some water.
Yep. See?
Huh. Wow. Survival tips on Shyampa with cooking with Joe and Anthony.
No, exactly. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. So where are we at on the time scheme of things? We still got plenty of time.
Yeah, your news doesn't start for about 13 minutes.
Right.
My nose, I got like a nose hair that I just can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's very irritating.
We have a question in the chat room from Ezel and the Clay People.
Oh, I should go in here.
When does the guy blowing in the bag fall over?
I think that's a perpetual. I don't think he falls over at all.
Right.
Maybe.
He's a perpetual blower.
I think he's a perpetual.
Is he straight in real life or is he gay? I can't remember.
I you know what? I have no clue. I absolutely have no clue.
And who we're talking about, folks, since you're not here with us in chat, is someone posted a GIF of
that was
what's
me.
The character's name from
that's Sheldon.
That
Sheldon on the Big Sheldon. Bang Theory. I can't remember
on
what
the
his
Big Bang
what
Theory.
His actual name is. He plays
you
Sheldon.
You know, I would definitely not be a proper nerd because I just don't watch that show at all.
You know, I actually kind of stopped watching it after a while myself. I went through a few seasons. And then, I don't know, it's just something about it just, you know. Yeah, I got a phone booth. We actually have a phone booth at the studio. Thank you, Ezel. That is a fantastic tip. But anywho. So there's water, and I have a guy blowing into a bag on the chat room. Sheldon.
Yay.
Sheldon Cooper, I think, is his name on the show. But yeah, it's been a few seasons since I watched it, and I've fallen behind. Something changed with it. I don't know what it was, the writing or the direction or something changed that just caused it to, I don't know, the story just was no longer interesting to me. It happens. It happens in television sometimes.
Yeah, right.
It pisses you off when you like go through several seasons of a show and then they like change it and you're like, what the fuck happened? And you're like, wait a second, I've been watching this for like 3 or 4 years now and now all of a sudden you change this shit? Fuck you people. Sorry. Very passionate
about
that.
So a few announcements for those
yes.
that are... A few announcements for those of you in the know. Shyampa.org is finally live. It's great. We love it. It's Shyampa.org. However, here's the good thing. And so if you've got like advertisements or see things out there that list Shyampa.info, that's okay. Because if you type that, it'll take you directly to where you need to be, which is Shyampa.org. So if you see Shyampa.info and you type that in, you're A-okay. You'll eventually get used to it. You'll bookmark it, and soon it will be no more, and soon all those advertisements will go into vintage garbage bin history.
We'll see what happens. It's Facebook. It can revive the dead sometimes.
That's true. Our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
and a PSA announcement. You know, I want to thank Anthony for taking lots of time to put together a special script that allows us to have now playing information on the website. That is really handy because it makes you say, hey, I can look that up and see what it is instead of whipping out my phone and being like, hey, Shazam, what is that? Or hey, Google, or whatever. So thank you, Anthony.
No, but no problem. That's what I do.
As a PSA announcement to our content creators out there, always properly meta tag your audio
files. God, yes,
files
please.
So that players that read and display can give you proper credit and not look all mangly. You know what I mean. Mangly. So, Anthony, what you got for us in our weed corner?
Yeah, right. All right, so we're going to cough a little bit.
Yes.
That was a bit of a hard hit.
The weed corner.
I'm using some shatter tonight, which is lovely, but it sometimes I get a little overzealous and I take a little too much.
It's a little more yes. Well,
yeah, everything makes me cough, it seems like. So,
did you know, Ezel, that there is a Golden Girl cruise? It's going from Miami to Cozumel.
Holy fuck. Wait, what is this? I did not know about this. Stop the presses. A Golden Girl cruise? When does this happen?
Sometime in springtime, or May or something like this.
Oh, that's too soon. That's too soon. I'm trying to plan a fall vacation, but I'm like, fuck it. I'll go on a Golden Girl cruise. But they're all dead. The only one still alive is Betty White. The rest of them are all fucking dead. They died years ago, which is so sad, but she's still around.
Drag queens and other performance artists that will happily, gladly, you know.
Exactly. All right, so let's get back to the weed. The cat in the control room played the weed thing again, so I guess we need to keep moving on. Our first weed story comes from High Times, and this is New York City. The Progressive Caucus Council is introducing a bill to bar employers from testing job applicants for THC.
Yay.
The bill aims to end workplace drug testing for THC as a condition of employment for most jobs. This, of course, would not apply to safety-sensitive jobs like law enforcement, driving a bus, operating heavy machinery, or anyone working under state or federal contract. But it does protect a lot of private employees. The argument is that testing positive has no definite relation to impairment or a person's ability to perform their job safely. Which is true, because, you know, I can smoke tonight and tomorrow I'll feel fine. I won't be high. I'll be totally in control of my senses, but I will test positive for weeks after one night of smoking weed. So, you know, and that's the thing. So it's important. And, you know, if there needs to be something with a little bit more of a, I guess if they want to test you for weed, they have to find something that's a little bit more accurate in recent usage. Like a breathalyzer or something. I don't know.
It's a weedalyzer. It's some kind of, yeah, it's some kind of device that they can test you with.
Something, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure as we see more progression with marijuana, we will see more ways to detect its use. All right, so our next one comes from Leafly. 6 years after the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act, called SAFE, was introduced, it finally had its first committee meeting hearing in Congress on Wednesday. 6 years. It was introduced in 2013, but a newly revised draft of SAFE Banking Act was discussed during the hearing, which will be formally introduced by the end of the month. Most banks don't want to have anything to do with money from cannabis businesses in fear that they could come under federal scrutiny. Lawmakers have acknowledged the dangers of doing an all-cash business that cannabis businesses are forced to currently participate in. There was opposition to the bill that called for the rescheduling of cannabis before addressing the financial functionality of the industry, which I agree. Just to let's deschedule it so this isn't a fucking issue anymore. That would be the quickest thing to do. I hear system failure in the background with Joe. Something's going on over there. I don't know. My mouse pointer gets all crazy anyway. So that's it for your weed corner. And we got about 4 minutes and 40 seconds until we have to move into Joe's news. So let's do your little corner.
So I haven't done a Joe's Corner opinion in a long while.
No, you haven't. You really haven't.
I really couldn't tell you why. I'll just go to the standard excuse of artist block. But I do want to touch base with my faithful followers on the recent Jesse Smollett controversy. The gist of the situation is Jesse claimed he was attacked by two masked men and claiming they assaulted him and poured bleach on him, fit him with a noose and shouted, "Get out, you're a MAGA country," and shouting other various nasty things and homophobic things in super frigid weather. Well, wouldn't you know it, it's turning out that perhaps it's been a ploy all along. The two suspects of interest are no longer in police custody. Jesse has lawyered up with the same lawyer defending President Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen. Wow. Well, this has been a Joe's Corner opinion. Do you have an opinion that closely aligns with Joe's? Or is it more like, fuck that, what the hell was he thinking about? Well, we'd love to hear it. Stop by now in the chat room at shyampa.org or sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.shyampa.org. And you can always old school it in your vintage 1943 phone booth you have at home. A silicophone will do too. And now we've got something for you.
I want a Nokia.
So what's better than chip skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Oh, wow, that burns your finger after a while.
You know, sometimes, too, when I think about it, I'm like, I don't necessarily know if it sounds like you flipping through a dictionary or spanking the monkey. But, you know, sometimes. So what did...
Spanking the monkey is really great with a helpmate, which is our dictionary word of the day.
A helpmate.
A helper and companion.
Ooh.
Especially a spouse. Helpmate.
So it's a helpmate?
Let me record that. Helpmate. So,
Is that all one word or two words?
It's all one word.
Huh, helpmate. Helpmate. Yeah. Interesting. That's kind of strange.
Right. Roger's got something to say.
Go, Roger.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is Monday, February 18th, 2019, and it is National Battery Day, National Drink Wine Day, National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day, and it's President's Day, which we could give two shits about these days. Now, before my batteries die out and I shit crab stuffed flounders all over the floor, Anthony is going to drink some wine and push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, I think, no, I really do.
That made me dizzy.
Oh boy, I'm stimulated.
Oh my goodness.
Fart. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Take it away, guys.
Alright. You gonna give the wheel a spin? Alright. Okay. Oh, it's the old wheel. It's gonna be a while. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. So I took the kids to the Poconos over the weekend. You know, they got lost. They couldn't find their way back. So it was very successful in what I needed to do. It was great. Oh, here's the wheel. All right, let's hold on. All right, this one, our random news story comes from West Palm Beach, NBC Channel 5, WPTV. According to police reports, Nathalie, we'll just call her Nathalie, 53 of Canada, was boarding a Montreal-bound flight last Tuesday with her boyfriend when a flight attendant noticed a black roller bag that was stuck in an overhead bin. Yep. The flight attendant took the bag out and started asking passengers who it belonged to. "There's a bomb in it," Natalie said to the flight attendant, followed by laughter. Her boyfriend told her not to joke around when moose poop is found. The flight attendant... You're fucking moose poop. The flight attendant reported the incident to the captain. The plane was evacuated, and the terminal was shut down as the Broward County Sheriff's Office bomb squad investigated. Natalie initially told authorities that she said that she hoped there wasn't a bomb in the bag in a serious manner, and that she did not laugh. She later admitted about making a stupid joke about the bomb to the flight attendant. Natalie was booked on $5,000 bond and faces a charge of making a false report of a bomb. All right, that's your random news story. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the heavily pro-Apple computer-centric daily tech news show with Lexi Tom Merritt, and carried on Sunday evenings, Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mita Lucero. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule. By the way, if you have a hot tip for the Chimba Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566 or leave us a message at facebook.chimba.org. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Thanks, Betty. And now, it's time for your Chimba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, Anthony, it certainly still is winter in Chicago. Temperatures were frozen to end January, and it looks like they will continue to recover because something was frozen, so stay tuned. I'll let you know more about it after I give you these current conditions. Unless you're listening live, okay. It's not currently lightly snowing at a balmy 28. Wow, that dew point is crazy. Dew point is astronomically incorrect. The dew point is at an 11,689,523.326
degrees. That's a hot dew point.
60%, giving us a wind chill of 22 degrees. Winds are howling out of the north at 5, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10. Oh, tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of light snow before 7 p.m. partly cloudy with a low around 17. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Tuesday night, snow likely before 4 a.m. Then snow and freezy rain likely. Mostly cloudy with a low around 27. What? East southeast winds 5 to 125,000. 685,000 miles per hour. With gusts as low as 25,000 miles per hour. Holy shit, that would be bad.
That would be bad, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh my god, that would just be insanity. I don't know if my building would survive those kinds of winds.
I don't think anyone would.
Little or no ice accumulation is expected, but new snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Freezing rain is possible on Wednesday, with possibly mixed with snow before 7 a.m., then freezing rain between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m., then rain after 11 a.m., high near 36. Breezy with an east wind 10 to 20 penises per hour, becoming south-southwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per penis per hour.
Wow.
Chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday night.
That's a lot per hour there.
Yeah. Mixing with snow after 7 p.m., then gradually ending. Mostly cloudy with a low around 28,002,856.2 degrees.
There you go.
Pretty hot.
That was hot.
And that is your Chicago weather. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time, now on every other Saturday.
Saturday.
Show with the next show on Saturday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule for all of our information. And now we got some news.
Oh, sorry. I was doing my interpretive dancing.
Oh, wow. Lag is insane, just so you know.
I'm sure it is.
So here is an interesting human interest story. My, how we love to sew. Curtis has not had his way, and he's not loving it. So now, he's sewing.
Oh, shit.
He draws our attention to the story from the Oregonian and to his suit, which the proper paper posted online.
Huh.
The lawsuit alleges that a Wood Village Oregon Burger King promised Curtis free meals for life on December 15th, and that has since revoked that promise.
That's horrible.
The reason for the generous offer is this. Curtis was trapped in the Burger King's bathroom for more than an hour, during which he was told to try to break out using a fly swatter. It didn't work.
Alrighty then. A fly swatter.
It didn't work. Well, hold on. You'll find out how they told him to get out.
But, okay,
and he cut himself in the process.
Oh, my.
So, the 50-year-old is seeking damages totaling $9,026.16, which is the estimated cost of a one Whopper meal a week for the next 22 years.
Huh.
Here's his experience on December 15th, as detailed in the suit. When Curtis pulled on the door handle to leave the bathroom, the door would not open, and after repeatedly pulling hard on the door handle without success, he took out his phone and called the Burger King number listed on his receipt. The employees repeatedly tried pushing on the door handle, but they were unable to open it.
Hmm.
Burger King employees eventually slid a fly swatter under the bathroom door and told him to use it to pry the bathroom door lock open. Despite eventually cutting his hand attempting to use the fly swatter on the lock, the bathroom door would not open. Curtis could hear the Burger King employees and customers laughing while he remained locked inside its bathroom for well over an hour before a locksmith finally came and broke him out. Burger King did provide him with a Band-Aid and ointment for the cut in his hand and offered to settle it in exchange for a lifetime supply of Burger King meals at no cost.
Just okay. Well, you know,
when he comes, okay, sir, you want your meal? Here you go.
Yeah, right.
Be done. Now, you know, this story is pretty long, and
oh my,
I just want to point out that I feel that journalism these days is a little obnoxious.
I know.
Basically, they go into Mr. Curtis's criminal activity.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go into it on air, because I think now, in retrospect, it's kind of not fair to talk about that, because it's not even the crux of the story. You know, so what? He had an offense, fine. I'm assuming he's had no other convictions, and it says the stories and had no other convictions, so fine. You know, but why bring that up? You know, it's like, it's not really part of the story, so whatever. I got 2 minutes left, and my stories seem to be pretty long, so I'm just going to bounce down to number three, which is the Taco Night brings Virginia woman $150,000 in lottery prize.
Alrighty.
So, yay! Crazy taco lady!
Sweet.
Taco Night turned out to be a lucky meal for a Virginia woman who had to make a trip to the store for supplies and won a $150,000 lottery jackpot.
Wow.
Alinda told Virginia lottery officials she agreed to make tacos for her granddaughter, but she discovered she was lacking some of the necessary ingredients, so she took a trip to the Food Lion store in Virginia Beach to buy supplies. Linda said the new Royal Riches Scratcher lottery ticket caught her eye. You can see her eyes in the picture while she was at the store.
That
so she bought
scary.
One with along with her groceries. Taco Night turned out to be her lucky night, as the ticket turned out to be a $150,000 top prize winner. This can't be, Linda recalled thinking. And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony. You're certainly welcome. Yes, I do.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, queer women put the grr in Grammy. A unique theater piece creates concentration camp experiences. Same-gender couples challenge Japan's marriage inequality. Taiwanese and Swiss legislators grapple with queer couples' questions. Chile, Honduras, and Cayman Island courts contend with nuptial equality. Auckland celebrates its big gay out. Boot Edge cautions Colbert about Pence. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Triumph Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will have a helpmate again in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Slashback.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Another name for our John is Yoo-Hoo Chocolate Action Drink.
Yoo-Hoo means action and cool refreshment. Yoo-Hoo's got a super chocolate taste, rich, chocolatey chocolate, and it's made with 99% fat-free milk. And Yoo-Hoo's not carbonated. Instead of filling you up, Yoo-Hoo keeps your action up.
Another name for action is Yoo-Hoo Chocolate Action Drink.
From Iroquois Brands.
Excuse me. Yes. How much is it going to cost?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Look, is my car ready yet?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Is this warranty good into view?
Every day, more and more Americans are becoming less satisfied with their car care. That's why Firestone developed MasterCare. With prices posted at the counter, MasterCare services that are warranted coast to coast and your car ready when promised. Because at Firestone, we're not satisfied until you're satisfied.
America's driving to Firestone.
You are listening
to Cheyenne
Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait, please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait, please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten-free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar-free. Hashtag dairy-free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag tree. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop diloop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valens. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to the last chicken shizzed.
Are you standing by? Alright, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything.
We'll work with it.
Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
And we'll fix you later, Roger. Folks, Headphone Meditations has now moved to Saturday nights.
Saturday nights. It's reflected on the current schedule on the website. However, if you we actually still run it on Wednesday nights. We just run it at 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. And it's not the live with John in the chat room. So.
Although you're still welcome to come into the chat room anyways and chat. I mean,
yeah, have a conversation with yourself, you know. Yeah. Converse with yourself. That's all it takes. You know. So anyway, before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you are listening live, it is not currently fair in 75 degrees with a humidity of 84%. Not too bad, but it is still a little sticky out. The dew point is sitting around 70 degrees, and the visibility is a miraculous 10 miles. I see Scam Likely calling the Chicago studio. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon, then mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 68. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. It's time for some crazy Florida news. I got to click on the linky link. How's it going over there, Joe? It looks like you're having some entertainments. Riparian? Are you having Riparian entertainment?
I'm having Riparian
entertainment.
I'm monitoring the chat room and making crazy remarks.
Okay, so how is the chat room going?
It's going fine.
Okay, there we go. All right. So our first Florida news story of the night comes from News Channel 4 Jacksonville about a jail visit gone all wrong. Ashley, 28, was living the Florida lifestyle while visiting her husband, Edward, at the Nassau County Jail. Staff members at the jail were monitoring the couple's conversation over the visitation phone when Ashley was heard telling her husband that she screwed up on Four Loko, an energy beer, according to reports. A deputy was called to investigate it and waited in the parking lot for Ashley. The deputy had asked Ashley... Yeah, right. She had asked Ashley if she had been drinking anything, and she reported that she had a Four Loko. The deputy asked where it was, and one of the three children in the car picked it up off the floorboard and handed it to the deputy. Ashley was arrested and charged with child neglect. The three children are in custody of another relative, according to deputies. That's Florida lifestyle.
Well, at least it wasn't Deputy Donuts this time.
Nope.
This sounds like Deputy Donuts.
It's kind of Deputy Donut. The Palm Beach Post brings us our next news story of the night that takes place in our favorite part of Florida, the Villages. According to an arrest affidavit, EMS workers were tending to Jesse, 29, Sunday afternoon when he started complaining that the people were eating his brains. The paramedics called for law enforcement help, but Jesse jumped into a bystander's work truck and sped off. Officers gave chase to Jesse, but Jesse rumbled onto a golf course where he narrowly missed hitting a golfer getting ready to putt on the 16th green. The truck turned back onto U.S. Highway 441 before crashing at El Camino Real in the Villages. Officers subdued Jesse after a brief chase on foot. Jesse was charged with grand theft auto, fleeing and eluding police, criminal mischief, aggravated assault, driving with a revoked license, and resisting arrest without violence. A representative of the Villages estimated the damage to the golf course to be around $70,000. Yeah.
That'd take a little sexy.
Yeah, this is an interesting. This is an interesting one. This is the alternative sexy ones. Channel 13 News out of Tampa Bay brings us our final Florida news story of the night that involves a lot of heavy tonguing. Another man was caught on a Ring doorbell camera licking it. This time at a home in Lake Worth, Florida. So this is a thing now, you know, people are, no, don't lick the camera, Joe. Oh God, no, please don't. Please don't. I'm going to cut off the video feed. In the video, the man, you got to look at the link at some point, cause it is kind of disturbing. In the video, the man is standing outside the front door and then leans into the doorbell to lick it. He then licks it again and again and again. He then positions what looks like a stack of newspapers in front of the camera and points to it, but it's unclear to what the fuck he's trying to point out in the papers. Before leaving, the man comes back and licks the doorbell even more. This is the second time recently a person was caught licking a doorbell. Ring doorbell cameras captured a Salinas, California man back in January who licked the doorbell for 3 hours, according to the homeowner. So apparently licking doorbells is a thing now.
Ezel's licking his computer screen.
Oh, Ezel, don't do that. You might hurt yourself. You might get yourself a little shock there. So, all right. So that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. Back to you, Betty.
Well, there you are, Betty. The database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience.
Me too.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat, that's chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or
babble,
that.
Babble,
hold
babble,
on, babble, woohoo, babble, here it comes, babble, plethora, babble, babble, Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, I have just refused lately to watch any more news. I watch the news in the morning, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, news can be. I do the more, luckily for me, the morning news, at least in the time slot that I watch it, is all the local stuff. So that helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I don't catch any of the like Good Morning America or anything.
Aurora shooting thing, which, you know, it's pretty big. It's like,
yeah, right.
Wow. You know, and it's so fresh, and it's already like been a few days since it's happened. And man, it just continues to happen. We continue to give guns to people that shouldn't have guns.
No, he really, and that's the thing. This guy, he like totally fell through the cracks. But
yeah,
you know, that's the problem. How do we keep this from happening?
If you got a solution, give us a call at 813-327-8566. You will get to us, and we will put you on this internet airwaves. Or sine waves, or whatever waves they produce when they come out of the computers.
Audio waves.
Yes. Well, they're digitized, though, as they go through the internet.
Well, when they go through the internet, they're just ones and zeros.
Yeah. Digitized. So,
don't be alarmed about the state of emergency.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem to be much of a state of emergency. It's about a wall. A fucking wall. Yes. So, don't worry. That's the state of emergency. Moving on. We got new routing equipment at the studio.
Well, the state of emergency... Yeah, well, I was going to say, the emergency could be the lag issues that we're having with one of our providers this evening.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Well, it's a holiday weekend, so we usually get bad connections on holiday weekends. Is the bar busy downstairs?
No, I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything?
And you know what? The people in the building next door, they get their internet through those microwave terrestrial dishes that you described for me one time.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're not getting Comcast or Xfinity. But I'm sure all of that Netflix is just draining the system.
Could be.
It's gotta be. I mean, I'm sure their capacity is high, but it's not high enough now with so much streaming going on.
True.
Yeah. So, speaking of streaming, though, we've discovered that the Roku box may be one of the culprits.
We assume.
Because it seems, I've noticed that when I go into my traffic monitor on my router, my Wi-Fi router,
yeah,
it shows the Roku router as being the highest traffic consumer.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does show up that way.
I watch a lot of stuff on Roku, but there's times when that thing, I'm not even on it. And so it must be just...
It's watching you.
I guess. I don't know how. As a matter of fact, this is the only time the camera is on me, is when we do this show.
Oh yeah, I always stick mine like in a drawer.
Yeah. I just turn it up, it looks at the ceiling.
So, new routing equipment. We have backup redundancy.
We do?
Backup
redundancy.
So if one line goes down, we have another line as backup. We will not lose internet.
Do you have a test redundancy switch that you can push?
No, I just have to unplug something from the wall. That's all I have to do if I want to do that, yeah.
But we won't do that now, because that would cause disruption.
Because it does generally...
That we don't like.
It does result in a slight blip, so
hey,
that's not a good thing.
I want to just say again, it's been fun to be listening to the super inept supervillains on Friday nights.
Yes, I've been finding their show quite amusing and interesting and enjoyable. I highly recommend it. Friday at 8 Eastern Time.
Yeah. Plus, he just got himself on Spotify, so they're also there too if you don't have time to go directly to us on Fridays. But if you are a regular user of Shyampa Radio, and we would love you to be, tune in at Friday at 8 p.m. And I'm going to really love the fact that we're going to do headphone meditations on Saturdays now, because this gives me a chance to do other things on Wednesday nights.
That's true.
My Wednesday night, to be honest.
Do you really? I mean, have we really been encroaching on your Wednesday nights?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Because if you ever needed to do something, you could have let me know, and I could have made sure that I was available.
Well, I just rescheduled it to the Wednesday nights that we weren't doing things.
I see. Okay, well, that's good.
Doing the show.
Okay.
But now this gives me more flexibility.
Flexibility is important.
It's a shocking experience. It's a shocking experience. Wow, I haven't felt this... chillaxed in such a long time. It's a nice feeling.
Are you well databased?
Yes.
You've been you've been rationing lately, haven't you? You've been kind of in ration mode.
But today I've been kind of taking advantage of the fact that we were able to resupply, and so we'll go into rationing mode now. However, immediately.
Did we experience too much? Did we have too much weed before? Did we like overkill ourselves since we saw the database administrator? Is that what's going on? Did you pig out? Did you like just like smoke like blaze through half your weed in like 2 days? I've done that before.
Oh, God, no. That would be horrible.
I've done that before. In my younger, less responsible years.
Well, I've had to be careful though, because I've noticed, especially through January, man, I smoked a lot.
It's a very depressing month up there.
Yeah, it was a lot of depression.
March or February is just as bad.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're halfway through it.
You know, I needed a helpmate during that period, and I didn't have one.
Why not me? That's your hashtag. Hashtag why not me? We'll get you something eventually.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to give us a call at 813-327-8566. It's funny. It's probably one of the few numbers that I actually remember, which I also remember my work number and my personal cell phone number.
There you go. I don't even know your personal cell phone. I don't even know my own personal cell phone number. I have it written on my underwear. That way people can call. When they find me somewhere, they just look at the underwear and call the number. And car comes, picks me up. Everyone's happy.
Actually, my phone, it has my boss's info on it.
Well, see,
and
there you go.
On one of our listeners' phones, it has my phone number on it.
I see.
So in case of emergency, they call me or they call my boss.
So what if there's an emergency when you and the listener are together? Then what happens?
Well, then there's a higher thing happening at that point, I'm supposing. Yes. It may be a shocking experience.
It could be a shocking experience.
Yep. Oh, so, yeah, we made some network changes. So, like, for instance, it's a little better in terms of stability and balancing. Unfortunately, though, it still hasn't solved our lag issues for tonight's show, which is unfortunate.
I think unfortunately,
which sounds like it's more my end, and I don't know what I can do about it.
I don't think
honest.
There's anything you can do about it. I think it's just one of those things we have to live with.
Yeah. I mean, is there something that we can purchase that would be not that expensive?
That's the problem. I mean, you can if you want, you can pay for a piece of fiber to your place, and that will solve your problems. But
wow,
that's I'll run you about $20,000.
See, that would be like if I won the lottery, and then I would buy the building.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you win the lottery, I have a feeling you'd probably change your living arrangements altogether.
No, I like this building. This is actually quite a historical building, and I think it's worth keeping and saving. It's got value potential.
Well, there you go.
So I would keep it. But I would expand my apartment to back to the way it used to be. So it would be one huge apartment.
You just take over all the floors.
No, because I'd still need to make some money. And then we would have a Florida studio.
There you go. Somewhere.
And an apartment for you.
Somewhere in the ghetto.
Strip mall over on Fletcher.
There we go. Next to the taco truck.
Yes. Next to the taco truck, the bus stop, and the Shell gas station.
Works for me.
And
I'm always game for that.
Is right next door. Oh, wontons.
Wontons.
I haven't ordered wontons in a long time.
I had them last week. had a craving
really?
For.
Really? Were they
yeah.
good?
Yeah, actually, they were pretty good. I was trying them from a new place, too, here, so I'll have to keep them in mind next time I want to do something like that. Because, you know.
It sounds like delivery is getting better in your
Oh, yeah. Way. Just about everything has delivery available now. Everyone's jumped on the delivery bandwagon.
But has delivery gotten better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's. Most times it's pretty decent. Honestly, it depends on the location of the restaurant and the time of which I'm trying to do delivery. Because certain parts of town are a little bit more active at certain times. So, I mean, if I try to order something later in the evening, I won't have so much luck trying to order from a restaurant in, like over in Carrollwood Village as I would over by the college. Because the college mm-hmm. would have... You know, there's things that are open later around the college, so mm-hmm. that's you got to kind of work with it that way. But other than that, it's mm-hmm. it works out fairly well. You just don't want to order from something too far away because inevitably it gets cold.
Good.
So, but I expect that. Yeah. I expect it when I order delivery. Ooh.
Hello, ugly lights. How are you today?
Ooh, they're very harsh this evening. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and one of the local homeless is licking the taco truck out in the parking lot. Ew. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Ooh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shy Upper Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon. And then another recast on Sundays at 7 p.m. And also, Headphone Meditations, Saturday nights at 7 p.m.
Yep. 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 Ooh, I think the spritzer gave me some gas. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combines it with a sassy attitude. It's sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can get to Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember. Watch your step this season. There's moose poop somewhere, which somehow in my crazy world means I'm in Programming Technique U Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shy Empa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shy Empa Radio. Visit chiampa.org. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
Yep.
Oh, and we always end with enough time to banter and gab. That's lovely.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I'm munching on my chocolate-covered almonds.
Tonight's wine in the Chicago studio is brought to you by Barefoot Quino Noir, California. And it is a 2017 gold Florida State Fair
Ooh.
Winner.
Oh, how about that?
It is the Barefoot Pinot Noir Blends Wine something or other. Lovely.
Mine is the Barefoot Spritzer.
So there you
it
go.
It is a crisp white wine-based spritzer. Aromas of pear and apple. It's nice. It's got pretty low on the alcohol. It's like a wine cooler. It's good enough for me. It's the newer version of the wine cooler.
I have no idea what this one is. It doesn't say on here.
What are you looking for?
Oh, it's 13.5 on this one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, this is only like 5.5.
Oh, yeah, this one's like...
It's nothing. It's nothing. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week.
Yes,
check
we
out
will.
Our blog at chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't keep licking things while telling the flight crew that there's a bomb in your head after you drove around the golf course on a taco night. You drown Four Loko and watch porn in the library all night long. That makes no sense to you now. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q for Queer.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.